Football season is all about competition. When it comes to tailgating, that competition isn't limited to the playing field. Start with better meat from Fairway. Hand-cut, fresh, and affordable, Fairway gives you the advantage in tailgating excellence. Get ready for kickoff with the best selection of meats and all the fixings from Fairway.
Instant Reaction Podcast following Iowa's 26-20 win against Purdue. The Hawkeye offense finally scoring some touchdowns in this game. My gosh, it had been quite a while. Not a whole lot to be excited about if you're an Iowa fan relative to Iowa's offense the last few weeks. And while this game certainly was not an offensive masterpiece, the Hawkeyes did score 26 points. Was it 4 field goals and 2 touchdowns? Yes, that's exactly what it amounted to as Iowa wins again 26-20. Iowa, 362 yards of total offense in this game to 364 Purdue. And, you know, really, I think the defense played real well. There was that 75-yard quick drive that Purdue had on their second-to-last scoring drive. I think it wound up as a field goal, and they shouldn't have had the ball at that point in time because we witnessed one of the worst officiating calls I've ever seen in my entire life when Iowa, it was 4th-and-2, and Iowa was trying to draw Purdue offsides, and the Purdue nose guard came over and hit Iowa center Tyler Linderbaum's head helmet to helmet, and they called Iowa for a false start somehow. I mean, I don't know if Linderbaum flinched or what, but man, they did not give any type of explanation to that effect, and it was horrible. It was a horrible call. So Purdue takes over on downs there as opposed to Iowa having a first down with about 3.5 minutes left and could have run another, you know, couple of minutes or certainly close to a minute off the clock. Purdue would have had to use all of his timeouts. They wouldn't have had timeouts for that, you know, additional drives later on. It was really, really bad. But Iowa overcame that, wound up rushing for 102 yards on the day. 260 passing yards for Nate Stanley, 23 of 33. No touchdowns, 1 interception for Stanley. Purdue freshman quarterback Jack Plummer, 30 of 50, 327, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. David Bell, Purdue wide receiver David Bell, 13 receptions for 197 yards on the day. This is a player that Iowa really wanted badly in recruiting last year, and Iowa was in a really good position to get him. But I think really just seeing what Rondale Moore has done at Purdue really and what Jeff Brohm is doing there offensively. That's why David Bell stayed home, and he had a career day today as Rondale Moore was unavailable for Purdue in this contest. Mekhi Sargent, 13 carries, 68 yards. Torin Young, 5 carries, 17 yards. Tyler Goodson, 5 carries, 6 yards. Goodson did have 2 receptions for 38 yards in this game. Don't know why Goodson isn't carrying the ball more. Honestly, it's just – it's kind of frustrating. And another thing that's frustrating is Iowa averaged 3.1 yards per carry. But that really, you know, Sargent had 35 yards rushing on 2 carries for Iowa's last touchdown. Prior to that, Iowa had like 66 yards rushing on 31 or so attempts or 30 attempts. Not good. Purdue was allowing over 4.5 yards per carry coming into this game. And Iowa could not run the ball against Purdue. Very concerning. Iowa's rushing attack. Iowa's running game looks more discombobulated now than it did early in the season. I mean, remember when Alaric Jackson went out? I mean, Iowa's offensive line was playing real well. Perhaps it was the competition. But, you know, they had, what, 91 yards rushing against Iowa State? They looked competent against a really good defense that day. They've just not looked competent for a while. And Purdue's front is not great. They're not horrific, but they're not great. And Iowa should have had far more success on the ground than it did. But again, I think Iowa oftentimes invites its own trouble because of the running sets they use. I really don't want to see any more power eye football for Iowa. It invites a stacked box. It makes it really hard to get anything done. There are more would-be defenders than there are would-be blockers. It's just not smart. And another thing is not smart. Iowa on 3rd and short. Stop. If it's third and one, stop trying to gain 1.5. Run your offense. Don't be so predictable. Fullback dives, just no. It's not a good play. It's not a high percentage play. I'm kind of distracted as I'm recording this because I have the game on the Big Ten Network, and the clock is ticking down. Illinois trails Wisconsin 21-23, and Illinois is going to have a last-second walk-off field goal attempt here. If they hit it, they win it. If they miss it, Wisconsin will survive. Anyhow, well, as you're listening to this, you already know what happened, but as I'm doing this, it hasn't happened yet. Iowa's defense today gets one sack, but boy, did they have a lot of pressure on Plummer. A lot of pressure. Let's see how many hurries. Quarterback hurries at Iowa was accounted for. 6 on the day. And Nate Stanley had just 2 hurries. But yeah, there was a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure on this day. Matt Hankins led Iowa with 8 tackles. Or rather, 11 tackles. 8 solo on the day. I thought Corner played well. Jai McColbert played well. Geno Stone, once again, played real well. Riley Moss came in and had an interception. Almost 2 of them, he played well. I think the defense, once again, put forth what is becoming a typical Iowa defensive effort, and that's really, really good. The kick is up for Illinois, and it's good. And the Illini knock off previously unbeaten Wisconsin, 6th-ranked Wisconsin. It's the first time Wisconsin has trailed all season as the clock went 00. Wisconsin. How about them apples? One of the biggest wins for Illinois in who knows how long. They are going absolutely crazy. It's always good to be rewarded for hard work. And the Badgers now lose this game in advance of their showdown with Ohio State next week. The Badgers could have back-to-back losses in Big Ten play just like that. Back-to-back losses in Big Ten play. I mean, I don't think they're beating Ohio State. Didn't think that before this game. Certainly don't think that now. And let me just pull up Iowa's schedule here real quick. Next week, Iowa is at Northwestern. And then, of course, then they get a bye, and then they're at Wisconsin. The Badgers, their schedule, like I mentioned, they play against Ohio State next week, and they too get a bye the same week as Iowa. Iowa and Wisconsin both have byes in advance of playing one another. So the Badgers will be sitting there likely coming off 0-2. Iowa at Northwestern next week, and who knows if Iowa will have the services of their best receiver, Brandon Smith. Smith with 9 grabs for 106 yards today for Iowa, 11 targets. But he left the game with what looked to be a right ankle injury. Again, you may know more on this by now than I do. And he could not put any weight on it. I would be shocked if we saw him available for Iowa against Northwestern. Maybe Oliver Martin gets a few more reps. Northwestern's got a really, really good defensive front. I don't expect that Iowa's rushing game is going to have all that much more luck next week. But Northwestern's offense, it's worse than Iowa's. It's quite a bit worse than Iowa's. Who knows if Pat Fitzgerald will switch things up at the quarterback position or what buttons he'll push before Iowa goes there next week, but he always winds up pushing some buttons. I guess Iowa, as Iowa fans, your lot in life is offense is just really hard. Defense is a lot of fun to watch. Offense is just really, really hard. And that was no different on this day. I'm going to cut it short. I'm on vacation with some family in Florida at my brother-in-law's house. And I'm going to go out and see the ocean. We'll talk to you later this week.
You want to wake up and see the clock, tired of contacts or glasses? LASIK eye surgery with Wolf Eye Clinic may be the life change you've been looking for. The first to perform LASIK in Iowa, more Iowans trust Wolf Eye Clinic specialists with their eyes. Call 833-532-8809 to schedule a free LASIK consultation with a Wolf Eye Clinic surgeon today.